This is Akashvani, the news read by Pallavi Manchanda. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees in Bihar from Purnia district. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the double engine government is continuously working to make the lives of the people of Bihar easier.
बिहार के विकास के लिए करीब 40,000 करोड़ रुपया की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है. रेल, एयरपोर्ट, बिजली, पानी से जुड़ी ये परियोजनाएं सीमांचल के सपनों को पूरा करने का माध्यम बनेगी. आज यहाँ 40,000 से ज्यादा लाभार्थियों को पीएम आवास योजना के तहत पक्का घर भी मिला है. इन 40,000 परिवारों के जीवन में आज एक नई शुरुआत हुई है.
Mr. Modi also launched the National Makhana Board in Bihar on the occasion. The establishment of the board will significantly boost makhana production. The Prime Minister emphasized that the board will work continuously to ensure better prices for makhana farmers and to enhance the use of technology in the sector.
बिहार के किसानों के पास आय का एक साधन मखाने की खेती भी रहा है. मैंने बिहार के आप लोगों से राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड के गठन का वायदा किया था. केंद्र सरकार ने कल ही राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड की स्थापना के लिए नोटिफिकेशन जारी कर दिया है. मखाना किसानों को मखाने की अच्छी कीमत मिले, टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल बढ़ाया जाएगा. राष्ट्रीय मखाना बोर्ड इसके लिए निरंतर काम करेगा. मखाना सेक्टर के विकास के लिए हमारी सरकार ने करीब 450 करोड़ रुपए की योजना को मंजूर किया.
Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the interim terminal building at the new civil enclave of Purnia Airport and flagged off the first commercial flight. He said this will enable direct connectivity between Purnia and Simanchal with major cities and key commercial hubs across the nation. Mr. Modi said his government has drastically reduced the GST rate, which will come into force from the 22nd of this month on Navratri. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister also affirmed that sealing illegal infiltration is a firm responsibility of their government and assured strict action will be taken against it. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the three-day Combined Commanders Conference at Kolkata in West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister lauded the Indian Armed Forces for their exemplary role in Operation Sindoor and highlighted their vital contribution to nation building. Mr. Modi stressed on enhanced operational readiness of the armed forces. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the Indian Armed Forces Vision 2047 document, which charts the roadmap for a future-ready armed forces. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today asserted that now India has become the third largest automobile market globally, surpassing Japan, and aims to reach the top position within the next 5 years. The minister also was addressing the International Value Summit 2025 in New Delhi. Mr. Gadkari emphasized that India is also a leading hub for green mobility and infrastructure innovation. The Railway Ministry has made Aadhaar authentication mandatory for initial 15 minutes of booking tickets in the general reservation category through IRCTC website and mobile app from the 1st of next month. Currently, this restriction applies only to Tatkal bookings. The ministry said the decision has been taken to ensure that the benefits of reservation system reach the common end user and are not misused by unscrupulous elements. Three top Naxalites were killed in an encounter at Karandi village in Hazaribagh district of Jharkhand today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah in a social media post lauded the joint team of CRPF's Cobra Battalion and Jharkhand police on achieving a major success in anti-Naxal operations in Hazaribagh. Mr. Shah said notorious Naxal commander Sahdev Soren, carrying a bounty of 1 crore rupees, has been killed in this operation. Along with him, two other Naxalites, Raghunath Hembram and Birsen Ganju, were also killed by the security forces. Indian Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu has won the FIDE Women's Grand Swiss for the second time in as many editions after drawing her final game against former women's world champion Tan Zongyi of China at Samarkand in Uzbekistan. With this win, Vaishali became the third Indian woman after Divya Deshmukh and Koneru Hampi to qualify for the prestigious 2026 FIDE Women's Candidates Tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.